today I'd like to talk about the downside of being extremely intelligent. Now here, this is brilliant in terms of inventing things, in terms of making things, in terms of solving cognitive problems, but it's not so good in terms of getting on in everyday life. These people will be unhappy, intelligent, but unhappy. Now, there was a very interesting paper by somebody called Crespi. It was found that alleles that are associated with autism, i.e. with being low in empathy and high in systematizing, cross over with the alleles that appear to be associated with very, very high IQ indeed. Now, why would this be the case? Well, as I say, the most obvious reason is this divide between systematizing and empathy. If you want to do well in an IQ test, then you have to be able to think in a very analytic way. You have to be able to think in a highly systematic way. And the ability to do that seems to be at the opposite end of an intellectual spectrum, at the opposite end of which is empathy, the ability to understand people's feelings, to be interested in people's feelings, and to read signals of their feelings from external states.